And welcome back to Coach's Rewind on KDNS 94.1, KZDY 96.3. We're with head football coach at Pike Valley, Brett Melby. Brett, kind of got one that slipped away in your first ever career coaching experience up at Pike Valley. But all in all, how do you think the kids played?
We were really proud of the attitude and the effort from the kids. They played hard all game long, and it was a close one, I think. 6-6 there in the first quarter, tied at 14 at half. We actually went up 28-22 in the fourth quarter, and then they came down the field and just couldn't stop them when we needed to. I think they actually had a fourth and three at their goal line, and they made a play and scored to tie it at 28, and then converted their 2-point in the ball game, 30-28. But the kids played hard. That wasn't the issue. We just had a lot of fundamental mistakes, some blocking assignments, and missed tackles.
Well, Coach, you were very explosive on the special teams, except for when you needed that point after temp. Kickoff return for a touchdown after the half, punt return, and then not special teams, but a long pass play. And as you look back at the film after the ball game, what did you see offensively that you really liked, and what needs improvement?
What I saw that we really liked was just the effort from the kids. They offensively, I mean, they just played hard. What we've got to improve on is just knowing what our assignment is, knowing who we're blocking. Just got to learn the playbook and run the plays correctly. But yeah, they were the effort was there all game long. So we were really proud of them for that.
Well, Coach, giving up 30 points to a Lakeside team in the opener is not terrible in eight-man, but what adjustments, particularly defense as a whole, but when it comes down to point after touchdown, what's the mentality going to be the rest of the way?
Well, we've been trying to preach to them that we want to play downhill aggressive football. When we had success stopping them, we were coming after them. I mean, we were stepping up, filling gaps, just like we're supposed to. When they had success running the ball is when we started sitting on our heels a little bit more and let them come to us. Defensively, we did recover three of their fumbles, which I was proud of the guys for that. Two of them, they punched and ripped the ball out. The third one was a botched snap, and our guys dove on it. So that was a good thing. But we just got to improve our consistency of doing our job every snap.
Well, Coach, you play a little different animal than Lakeside. Nothing against Lakeside. Always competitive. But now you face a Osborne team that's kind of the talk of the state in eight-man after their upset for performance 52-46 against defending state champion D1 Hoxie, but got a kind of a two-headed monster in Holloway and Tiernan. What do you see from the Bulldogs when you go in there Friday night?
We go to Lincoln.
Oh, well, let's talk about the Lincoln Leopard. That's an even bigger animal right yeah. There. You talk about speed and power.
Yes,
yeah, that's right. That's my bad. But anyway, what do you see from the Lincoln Leopards?
Yeah, we haven't sugarcoated anything to the guys on what kind of a challenge this Friday going to Lincoln is. They're a really, really good football team, well coached, disciplined. They've got the Miller twins and Ben Bell, a bunch of senior linemen, big guys. They're good all around and super fast offensively and defensively.
Well, Coach, as you head into Lincoln this weekend, and I don't know where I got Osborne, but I guess I was over there yesterday. But anyway, got a young crew, and as you continue to improve, most people say you improve the most from the first game to the second game. What are three things that you really want to stress Friday night, and regardless of the outcome, want to tell the kids and teach them?
Well, first and foremost, just compete. Go out and play your tail off every snap. Give maximum effort every play. And The third thing would just be discipline. We got to just focus on what your responsibility, whatever position you're playing, that's your responsibility. You got to do your job, and if all eight guys can do their job, then that'll be success for us. But yeah, first and foremost, just talk to them about the opportunity, how they get to play football, and very lucky and fortunate to do that, and just go out and compete and talk at zeros. We'll see where we're at.
Well, Coach Brett Melby, thanks for being on Coach's Rewind, and best of luck to you and the Pike Valley Panthers this week at Lincoln.
Appreciate for having us and supporting Pike Valley Panther football. Thank you.